Could I just barge in for a minute here? I've been
Sure.
a gay. I just have to say, 4 years ago, almost to the day, you were standing by the door for me, October 31st, 2020, and you changed my life. It's hard for me to talk about it with getting emotional, but I'm so glad you're here. I'm so glad to see you. I wish there was a way that we could be in touch more often, but you're here now, and your message is always great. You're always standing by the door for all of us. So I love you. I'm Tal. Thank you.
Cal, thank you so much. You touched my heart. I don't even really know how to respond, but thank you so much for thank you for sharing that with me. I let me see if I can figure out how. Haven't quite figured out this phone thing. So I think you can all hear me, yes?
Oh, of
Sorry
course,
about
Stephen.
that. My apologies. Little technical difficulties on my end. So thank you, Ginger, for inviting me and asking me to come share with the group. And I never really expect anyone to ever ask me to ask or share. So but I always appreciate being called into service and giving an opportunity to share my experience, strength, and hope, and my hope for that is that spirit will make me a hollow reed and carry the message and less mess and more message. For those of you who have heard my story, I've talked a lot about being in Al-Anon for a really long time and then plateauing out and doing a lot of work in that space, working with my sponsor and doing the 12 steps and working with others in a variety of ways. All the commitments in the meetings, all the commitments at the local level, and just really doing everything I could to try and recover. And I plateaued, I just got to this place where I really felt like I needed and wanted more. And I wasn't getting it from these from the regular way, what I thought was the regular way of just attending meetings and doing sponsorship and doing service and having a sponsor and doing the 12 steps in Al-Anon. And what I discovered, what was given to me, I can't really take any credit. The gift that was given to me was I started doing the 12 steps out of the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous. And that fundamentally changed my understanding of my own nature, my own disease, and absolutely revolutionized my life. And I just was blown away at what I didn't know about myself, and absolutely fell in love with the 12 steps again, and fell in love with program again, and the community that we create for one another. And how important it is to be able to question at the table. And so that's kind of my topic today is about the community or the unity of program. And so we have a symbol, our circle and our triangle symbol, and it's, AA has the circle in on the outside of the triangle, and Al-Anon has it on the inside of the triangle. But either way, that circle represents God, and the triangle represents unity, or also known as the meetings, or to me, the community. And the community of program is an important part of my recovery because I can't do this alone. I can't do it on my own power or my own volition. And I can't do it without the support of people around me who love me, who can point out things to me that I can't see about myself, who can point out things that I can't see about the nature and the spirit of God as I understand God, who can allow me to bounce things off of and ask questions of, and to just have that space to be authentic. where I feel unconditionally supported. And I'm so grateful that our literature says in the closing that there's a line that says, "We love you. You'll come to love us in the same way that we already love you," right? That in "we love you in a very special way" line. What I hear in that moment, what is, we're unconditional to you while you grow through your program. And I needed that because I was questioning everything. I was questioning, is there God? Is there purpose in prayer? Is there purpose in being in these programs? Is there something really wrong with me? Is it everybody else? So I really needed that space for community to hold for me. And so now when I have new people ask me, what does this line mean that you'll love us in a very special way, the same way we already love you? I say the way that I honor that is I hold space for people, meaning I allow them without judgment to share, to question, to be present, to do what they need to do. So I can sit in a room and not feel the need to correct them, fix them, control them. None of that. To just allow them the freedom and the space to be who they are, where they are. And that part of the unity, that part of the community is so very, very important, because I have gone through phases both in my program and in my life and in my faith where I'm just doubting or I'm just lacking faith. And I want to know, and I want to be able to talk to other people who can hear that and understand that without being aghast or offended, you know, like, oh, how dare you? And that openness allowed me to do something different that worked for me, which was, well, working the 12 steps out of the big book. Me asking questions about what worked for you and how did it work for you and what did you do allowed me to get answers. And so one of them was, I worked the 12 steps of Al-Anon out of the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous. And my sponsor did that, and my sponsor's sponsor did that, and my sponsor's sponsor's sponsor did that. And I, when people ask me about Al-Anon and Al-Anon literature, I see it's wonderful and it's great, but it is not what led me to recovery. It helps me on a daily basis get my thinking right. Hosting on a daily basis, reattune my spirit and be in the right place and feel more whole. And it helps me feel like I'm not alone in the world, like I can connect to other people, even if from a distance. But in the end, my recovery happened from the big book. And I'm so deeply, deeply grateful that there was space for me to question about that and practice about that. And learn about that. And I happen to come from a long heritage of women in Al-Anon, that's all they had. It was literally the only piece of literature that they started with. And they wrote letters. Lois wrote letters. And of course, we had letters from Bill Wilson in the AA office. But you know, those early families in the 1940s were standing around in the kitchens outside of AA meetings, wondering why their alcoholics were getting well. And they weren't. Why are they still in the kitchen resentful? And that goes back to this community I'm talking about, asking questions. What's happening for those people that's not happening for us? Or what's happening for him or her that's not happening for me? So I just love the importance of that, because that's where brainstorming happens, that's where creativity happens, that's where solutions start to come out, and that's where my mind starts to be open. Holding space for questions, holding space for something new, holding space for the perfection of recovery to unfold. So I went to the big book and I started doing the 12 steps. And one of those big questions that came up was, what is my physical allergy? Right? It's in the big book. Alcoholism is listed as an allergy, a physical allergy that forces a person to break out in craving for more. And it's defined as something that changes you systemically, but you have no control over. So I thought about that for me, and I prayed about that, and I meditated about that. And in meditation, what came to me was that I am allergic to stress, right? That I, when I start stressing out, I break out in craving for more. And that I, my addiction is to that stress. My addiction is to that adrenaline of stress. And that when I start, I can't stop of my own accord. And that I do have something systemically that happens to me. And I, without outside intercession, I will not stop. And so when I realize that about my physical allergy, that I'm not allergic to people, places, and things, that my real addiction is to that adrenaline. That was a massive changing point in my life because then I could look at my behavior and go, oh, I am a bird that keeps returning to the nest, whether I like the nest or not. I keep going back to the nest because it's what I know. It's where I was born, it's what I was given, and it's what's familiar. And so I wasn't on this adrenaline ride for fun. I was on this adrenaline ride for comfort, for knowing. And getting clarity about that physical allergy really allowed me to go through the 12 steps as a stress addict or an adrenaline addict. And that is when I truly began to recover. That was when my whole life started to get different and change because I could look at me and go, I use anger like an alcoholic uses tequila. I use worry like an alcoholic uses whiskey. I use controlling, manipulating, lying, cheating, stealing, all of those behaviors, being chronically late, driving too fast, overspending. All of those behaviors were about recreating and carrying out the stress. Once I had a little bit of stress, all of that stuff I did was to continue feeling stressed out and to stay stressed out because it's what I knew, it's what I knew how to do, it's what how I knew how to function and how I knew how to manage. And so then the next logical question was, how do I get sober, in my case, emotionally sober from something that's inside of my body, that's an internal or intrinsic part of my, systems. And the answer to that is God. The answer to that is always God, that I, on my own accord, have no power, but my source has all power. My source is all powerful. And what I have to do is remove the things between me and my source that block me. And the things that block me, my own attitudes, right? My own thinking, my own belief system, my resentments, my fears, my shame, and my guilt are blocks between me and my source. And so, this is where the program, of course, brings in inventory and allows me to remove those blockages. And getting clear about what blocked me was so much easier when I was clear about the nature of my disease. Deep down within, I had a spiritual malady, a spiritual illness. And that illness was missing God. I felt isolated, unloved, alone. Also, we hear restless, irritable, and discontent, right? Unable to be satisfied with anything or anyone. And that's the nature of that spiritual disease. And so when I was able to move those blockages and get clarity and get clear with my source and allow that to flow in, it absolutely revolutionized my whole way of being, my whole way of life. And the big book says that in the very beginning, in the preface, it says, we believe that this is not a book for alcoholics, but it's a way of living for all. And so it became a way of living for me too, and my family and those around me that I love, because it's a family disease, and the way that it affects me affects everybody. And now what happens for me when I start to be in stress, getting stressed, or I start getting upset, I pause, I pray, and I turn. I follow the directions that I'm given from the book, which is that take a deep breath, connect with God, turn your thoughts to someone else you can help. And it's been an extraordinary journey. The gifts that I have received have been phenomenal. And part of that is serenity. One of those gifts is peace. I recently, willingly, has changed jobs. I went from a job I was in for 15 years to a new job. And I am so deeply grateful for the program because what I can see in me now is an entirely different person. The new environment, I was so afraid that the old me was going to resurge. But what's happened is the new me, powered by God, has taken a lot of deep breaths, has taken a lot of walks, has taken a lot of time to pause and pray, has taken a lot of time to be grateful. So with that, I'm gonna close and say I'm so grateful to you for being part of my unity and part of my community, part of my meetings, and part of the things that let me question, and the support system that lets me question, and the support system that helps me keep coming back and stay grounded and stay grateful and stay present. So, I may not know all of you, but I love you in a special way.